Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City.
Hello, peeps. It's not working. Oh, it is working.
Hello?
Hello, peeps. We're back for another episode of the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show. We're going to talk about cadence today. We had an episode about ground contact time a couple releases ago, and if you guys are interested in that topic, you might want to listen to that. But one of the tips or ways of working on your ground contact time was to work on your cadence. And then we didn't really say anything about how to do that or what that was per se in that episode. So cadence is how many, you know, like when your foot is hitting the ground, right? But it's like beats, like a metronome. Mm-hmm. So it's, and you can time it to something. So one of the things that I like is to use, well, I like to recommend to use, because I'm not a music listener, but there's people who do use the safe bone conducting earphones, or they put one earphone in, and they're listening to music. And you can select music that is at a certain cadence that will help you. So 70, 80, or 90 beats per minute. And if you set it at that, it's like, well, every time to the beat, it's every time you'll choose a foot, like a right foot or a left foot. So your right foot is hitting at that beat. And so if you set it at 70, you're going to be at 140, you know. So we talked about that in the previous podcast, is like, what is a good cadence, you know, for a good pace. And that's, you know, you're going to want to be striving eventually for 90. But I say that, and there's people running at a 60. So you don't want to go, if you're a 60, you don't want to go and try to achieve 90. You're going to go 60 to 65 to 70, like that, a gradual improvement or a gradual progression to a faster cadence. And I'm going to say it again, just like I did in ground contact time, that the safest way to achieve that is a, you know, quicker turnover, shorter stride. We're not going to achieve that by reaching out with our leg, because that's going to cause an injury. So, but anyway, there's tools out there to help.
Wait, I'm going to clarify, because you jump back and forth with numbers like 70 and 140. And so what you're talking about with the cadence is how many times your feet are hitting the ground in a minute.
Yes.
So if you say 70 per minute, that's like right foot only. Like your foot is hitting 70 times per minute.
Yes.
140 would be right and left numbers combined.
And it would be crazy if you were trying to listen to beats that were going right, left, like 170. So that's why they have the music set. that would be crazy, wild music. I'm sure it exists. But so you're going to listen to a beat where you're going to pick one leg, and it could be your left, it could be your right. You pick, doesn't matter. But you're going to be consistent with it. And that's going to be where your foot is landing. So yeah, sorry, I was not clear about that. And then there's some other tools out there. And so those of you who have a Garmin, and I'm not sure about Apple, probably has one, I don't know. But there, we'll put a link in the show notes to a video of like how to use your cadence. Some of the watches have that feature. So perhaps it's like a metronome that goes off for you. So anyway, if there's ways to work on it, tools to help you do that, and it will help you improve your efficiency, your pace, your speed, and prevent injury. Working on that cadence goes hand in hand with ground contact time.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together.
Until next time.